Colorado health officials say as of yesterday, more than 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered to Coloradans. That means officials are nearing their goal of inoculating 70% of all people 70 and older. We'll have more about progress with the virus shared at a Thursday news conference coming up after headlines. There's some hopeful news for hundreds of thousands of Coloradans still waiting to receive pandemic unemployment assistance, or PUA, payments. Administrators with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment say phase two of the PUA rollout plan will start Saturday. That means claimants who had exhausted their previous benefits will now receive more unemployment money from the Federal Continued Assistance Act that was signed in December. That's the good news, but there's also less good news on the employment front in Colorado. KGNU's Steve Miller reports that a wind turbine company based in Denmark has laid off 450 workers from Colorado's manufacturing plants.
The wind turbine company Vestas Wind Systems AS announced Wednesday that they laid off 120 workers at its tower manufacturing plant in Pueblo. The Pueblo Chieftain reports that Vestas also laid off 50 workers at its Windsor Blade factory and closed its Brighton Blade factory, where 280 people worked. At its peak, Vestas employed more than 800 workers at its Pueblo Tower plant. The company said that the workforce reduction was due to market demand. Jeff Shaw, executive director for Pueblo Economic Development Corporation, said that there are other companies looking for high-trained workers like those that were laid off. He hopes that PEDC can assist in finding the laid-off workers other jobs. Vestas hopes to transition some of the laid-off workers to other jobs in their organization, like servicing the products already in the field. Vestas plans to repurpose the Brighton Blade site into a North American headquarters for its global tooling business. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
And speaking of unemployment, an additional 12,000 Coloradans filed for traditional unemployment benefits last week. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment said Thursday that marks a drop of about 1,900 from the week before. In a speech on the Colorado House floor yesterday, Colorado Supreme Court Chief Justice Brian Boatwright addressed allegations of sexual harassment. In the State of the Judiciary speech, Boatwright, who was sworn in last month, said the judicial branch takes allegations of misconduct by judges and staff extremely seriously and vowed to examine allegations of sexual harassment and gender discrimination within the judicial branch. The first accusations came to light about 18 months ago. In one claim, a former chief of staff was alleged to have been awarded a training services contract to prevent her from filing a lawsuit, revealing incidents of sexual harassment and discrimination inside the department. Another Colorado representative has jumped into the race to challenge District 3 Congresswoman Lauren Boebert in 2022. State Representative Donald Valdez, a Democrat representing parts of southern and southwestern Colorado, announced Thursday that he is vying to unseat Boebert. The announcement came in a video posted to his Twitter page in which he said Boebert egged on the participants in the December 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. State Senator Carrie Donovan has already announced her intention to run for that seat. She's also a Democrat, and several other Democrats are also exploring a candidacy. University of Colorado representatives testified before a Legislative Education Committee Thursday in support of a bill moving through the Colorado General Assembly that would grant in-state tuition to members of American Indian nations with historical ties to Colorado. The bill requires the state's public colleges and universities to provide in-state tuition classification to American Indian students from communities with cultural, geographic, and other historical ties to Colorado. Members of dozens of indigenous groups stand to benefit if the bill passes into law. Yesterday, the Colorado Senate Education Committee approved the bill by a 7-0 vote, and the bill will now move to the Senate Appropriations Committee before advancing to the Colorado Senate and the House of Representatives for further discussion. If the bill becomes law, advocates say it would increase college affordability for American Indian students and enable them to pursue their academic goals in a region many consider part of their ancestral homeland. Currently in Colorado, non-resident American Indian college students, including those from indigenous communities with Colorado roots, are required to pay out-of-state rates. The Boulder Valley School District announced Thursday that spring graduation will be socially distanced, in-person ceremonies the third weekend in May for the class of 2021, similar to the ceremonies held for last year's graduating seniors. The district said graduates will be limited to two guests each, with families sitting together in groups of three. Some of the schools will need to have two ceremonies to keep the audience a reasonable size, but all ceremonies will be streamed live. When the Perseverance rover touched down on Mars Thursday, it carried the spirit of a Colorado hero. Perseverance carried the name of Kendrick Castillo, who was killed while trying to stop a shooter at STEM School Highlands Ranch in May 2019. His parents say their son was obsessed with science and robotics, and so it's a fitting tribute. The rover embarked on a two-year search for life in a crater on Mars after a 239 million mile journey that took 7 months. And it wasn't your imagination last week that the Arctic blast over the past week was extreme. Meteorologists now report that the week from February 10th to the 17th was officially the coldest week in Denver in 7 years. The average temperature was 6.5 degrees. The recent polar plunge included five consecutive sub-zero overnight lows. That's five. And that has only happened twice in this century.